Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Feet to the Fire, coming to you from Queens, New York City. That's right, I'm actually with my church on a week-long missions trip called Seed Week with International Project reaching the international community with the gospel in New York City. This is excellent. So we're coming to you from Queens. We are on the move with Feet to the Fire. There is so much to talk about. By the way, I'm your host, Sergio Fassa. So much to talk about, and I'm going to try and cram it all in. I'm going to hang out on the election and the January 6th committee and the absolute nonsense going on right now in our federal government in an attempt. This is the goal. This is the goal, to indict President Trump so he cannot run again in 2020. But before we get there, I had a lot of reaction yesterday, strangely, maybe it's not so strange, to the posts I put up on social media and my show yesterday about, since it's June, so-called Pride Month, and we have all of these drag queen transgender book readings to children brought to you, as I said, by a Republican county library near you. Even the Republicans are doing it. So in keeping with that theme, I want you to know that Pittsburgh parents are now suing a teacher and school district over the fact that the teacher taught first graders about gender reassignment. New York City shelling out $200,000 for trans drag queen reading programs and, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, student enlightenment over gender reassignment. So this is going on all over the country, $200,000 in New York City. And now we've got this trans terrorist, this is from the post-millennial, trans terrorist to receive taxpayer-funded sex change surgery. Convicted terrorist Christina Iglesias mailed fake anthrax and said, I hope to see to it you people die a slow and painful death. Okay, so we've got an anthrax terrorist who's a man requesting at the expense of taxpayer dollars to get sex change surgery. Iglesias is recorded as a, quote, female inmate. Iglesias' name is actually Kenneth West, and a male-to-female operation starts around $25,000, but can cost as much as $100,000 because you get to pick from a menu. Someone can pick and choose their surgery cocktail. What is wrong? I shouldn't be laughing with our civilization. 2015, Kenneth asked to be transferred to a women's prison and got hormone treatment 12 months. That's in the hope of stifling the string of rapes in women's prisons by men who identify as transgender. So they have to put them on hormone therapy so they don't rape the women in the women's prison. Here's a way to get them not to rape the women in the women's prison. Don't put men in the women's prison. All right, I got to read this last quote. Iglesias Kenneth sued in 2019. Being denied the gender-affirming care I need has had a huge impact on me because I'm unable to complete myself. Not having a body that matches who I know myself to be affects me every moment of every day. It is very difficult and hard to keep hope. This is insanity. How about the people you mailed anthrax to? ACLU chimes in. Refusing sex change surgery is a violation of the Eighth Amendment, banning cruel and unusual punishments. Their lawsuit declared, sorry for the graphics here, to Miss Iglesias, her genitalia feel like an abnormal and life-threatening growth on her body, like a malignant tumor from cancer that needs to be removed. Iglesias suffers daily and is at risk of self-mutilation and suicide. This is what our country has devolved to. pay a criminal for mutilation. And I'm telling you, I don't think anybody believes this. I keep saying this. I don't think anybody believes this. I don't think Justice Jackson, is it, who just got appointed to the Supreme Court and doesn't know what a woman is, I don't think she believes that. I don't think people really believe that. What's the name again? I can never remember. It's Bruce Jenner. I don't think anybody believes Bruce is Caitlyn, but we're all playing this game, the Emperor's New Clothes. All right, let's get off the transgender. I already spent too much time. By the way, gun control, there's so much to talk about. I don't have time. 10 minutes, I need 10 hours. Gun control is getting pushed through courtesy of 10 Republicans in Congress, one of whom is New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith, who we just tried to get out of office in the primary, but that didn't work out. Thank you, mail-in voting. That's a whole nother discussion. What's going on with the attempt to confiscate our weapons and overturn the Second Amendment? Save that for another day. All right. January 6th committee. There's confusion. This is from the Washington Examiner. Confusion as January 6th committee members walk back ruling out criminal referrals. Okay, what does that mean? The left is in a meltdown. You can hear it from the article. The people on the January 6th committee, which is basically Democrats, and then a couple rhino Republicans, never Trumpers, they are currently in meltdown mode because apparently chairman of the committee, Benny Thompson, accidentally ruled out criminal indictment. So they're like, no. We might indict. That's up to the Justice Department. We haven't ruled it out because that he put his foot in his mouth because the obvious point of the January 6th committee is to indict President Donald Trump and prevent him from running again in 2024. The panel will look at the facts and publicly release the evidence, but it will be up to federal prosecutors to pursue any charges against former President Donald Trump or anyone else, Thompson told reporters Monday. You see what I'm saying? That's their goal. Don't doubt me. They want to get rid of Trump. So here's everybody walking it back. Within minutes of Thompson saying that, Representative Liz Cheney, never Trump or Republican, said the panel has not come to a conclusion about potential criminal referrals. Representative Adam Schiff said he was under the impression a decision on referrals would be made after the committee concluded. Members of the committee feel they have enough evidence to refer Trump for obstructing a congressional proceeding and conspiring to defraud the people of the United States. So this is like walk back, clean up the mess that Benny Thompson started by basically showing their cards and accidentally denying the plan, saying, oh, we're probably not going to indict anyone. There's no criminal referrals. And they're like, wait. That's the plan, dude. There are going to be criminal referrals. All right, let me read this article. We're out of time. Maybe we'll read more of this tomorrow. American Thinker, fantastic article by Kenneth Timmerman. Don't know who he is, but it's worth reading almost the entire article. We'll start it today. We'll pick up tomorrow. This election thing, if you're out there and you're thinking, why is he constantly pounding the 2020 election? Because, this is the issue of the day. This is the end of the republic. If we can't fix this, I mean, we're sunk anyway. We're trying to give criminals who mail out anthrax new genitals. But when it comes to our actual legal republic, the death knell is this election. So the show trial begins. Thursday evening's disgraceful spectacle concocted by congressional Democrats and the media will go down in history, but not in the way they intended. Far from shocking Americans with new testimony, Thursday's spectacle only reinforced the national divide between Trump supporters and the Democrats and the media elites. And the article goes on to say exactly what I've been saying, that the January 6th committee, the only point is to cover up the 2020 election steal and indict the president. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Shutting down you and Trump is the only goal.